Hi there. The word for today is look for the best in others. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7, Paul writes, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. One of the worst arguments recorded in the Bible took place between one of the most successful ministry teams in the Bible, Paul and Barnabas. What was it about? John Mark. Barnabas wanted to take him with them on their next missionary journey, and Paul didn't. Why? Because Paul was upset with John Mark for previously having wanted to take time off to be with his family. Hello. Sometimes passionate, purpose-driven people don't see things clearly at the time. But after consideration, Paul changed his mind and wrote 2 Timothy 4 verse 10, Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. There are three important lessons here. First, everybody deserves another chance. After all, that's what God repeatedly does for you. Now, in extending grace, you can get hurt and be disappointed, but if you're going to be Christ-like, it's a risk you must take. And second, not everyone has the same calling. The person you're upset with may not be called to do what you're called to do, or they may have been called to do it in a different way. Never make your personal preferences a condition for loving, accepting, and working with someone. And number three, look for the best in others, not the worst. The Bible says we have this treasure in earthen vessels. That means everyone you deal with has treasure, but it comes in a flawed earthen vessel. It also means it's your responsibility to look for that treasure and value it. Generally speaking, when people feel appreciated, they try to rise to meet your expectations. That's the word for you today.